Track 37. Fears and Phobias. Jody.
I have a really unusual phobia. It began when I was a little girl. I was staying with my grandmother, and she asked me to go upstairs and get her cardigan sweater. I opened the cabinet and saw this big, dark green sweater with huge black buttons hanging there. I was terrified. I started screaming. My grandmother rushed upstairs and finally managed to calm me down. But from then on, it was a problem. It was the buttons. All buttons made me feel uncomfortable. It's difficult for me to buy clothes. I try to find skirts and pants with just belts and zippers, but it's not easy. About a year ago, a button came off a colleague's jacket at work, and I had a panic attack. I've decided to see a therapist, but I'm embarrassed to say I'm scared of buttons. It sounds silly.
Dave.
I'm not sure what first started my phobia, but my dad used to go fishing, and afterwards, I didn't like watching him cleaning the fish in the kitchen sink. Then, when I was about 7, I started feeling afraid when I saw him coming home with the fish. He had to stop catching it. As I grew up, the problem got worse and worse. I couldn't go into supermarkets. The sight of fish made me feel sick. When I started going out with my wife, I had to ask her never to eat fish. I wouldn't go to restaurants, because once I saw someone eating an oyster and I had a panic attack. I can only eat in hamburger restaurants now. It makes life very difficult for my whole family. I've started to see a psychologist, but I haven't succeeded in conquering my phobia yet.
Melissa.
I'm 13 years old, and I've been terrified of balloons since I was 5. I was trying to blow one up, and it popped in my face. I can remember feeling the rubber on my skin. Oh, it was awful. My friends don't understand. They enjoy chasing me around with blown-up balloons because they think it's fun to see me cry. Last time, we were in the school playground, and I had a panic attack. At first, they refused to believe me, and they didn't get the teacher. But then they saw how bad it was. I was having difficulty breathing, and they got frightened. The worst thing is that I can't go to parties. If I do, I have to ask them not to have balloons. I can't imagine ever blowing one up. I can't even look at them on TV. I start to shake. I want to see somebody about it. My teacher says I have to.